This is the Timely Beaver, number 5 for July 5th, 2005. Bump it.
To W-I-L-E-Y, to the Beaver. He's a rad little pimp that's never limp. He's little, furry, brown, and cool. He's sick in his mouth, glass in his hand. He's even got a band. Really lives in P-Town. He's always down. Parties like half with the girls. Short, blonde, and sweet. 1 foot tall with a long tail. He sometimes eats a veil. Every time and again, someone coming along to ask the Beaver, where's the bong? Beaver says, don't worry, bong. Why don't you come along? I told a story about Willie.
Hey, welcome to the Timely Beer for June 5th, 2005. Happy 4th of July, everyone.
Thanks, show Ted.
Number 5.
Yep, this is our special 4th of July show to celebrate our country's independence. And we have a few people here today in the show.
Yeah, I'm here.
It's a little belated. Thank you, Sam. It's a little belated for the 4th, but I think it's all well. What did you guys do for the 4th of July? You went camping out on the beach?
Yep. We took the bus camping and it was awesome. Chris came up, he had his high school reunion in Bend, and Chris is from, we went to college with Chris, Crazy Chris, Kimbro.
Dude, what's his name?
Crazy Chris, one more time.
Crazy Chris.
It's another one of those crazy weekends that we usually have, especially camping and
dude, you're everybody. So drunk, Mike. Oh my god.
Well, what's this?
And nobody had to go to the hospital this weekend.
Hey, you know, this is kind of monumental because we've got the two Sams on the show today.
That's true. We have ourselves a Sam sandwich in our midst.
Oh, Mike has a Sam sandwich, right?
Do the Sam sandwich as we speak.
So there's always this running debate because there's Sam 1 and Sam 2, but sometimes they flip-flop.
We are Sam squared.
Sam squared.
We finally came to an agreement and decided that neither one of us is better than the other, so therefore we're just a Sam squared double force.
Woo!
Exponential.
Nice.
It's good stuff.
Sweet.
Anyhow, what in the heck are we going to do today?
Well, today we got Willie goes on a field trip. He goes to the state capitol to speak his agenda to the state senate. So we'll see what happens with that. You know, if the senate actually listens to them.
What kind of crazy hijinks is Willie going to get into today, guys? Yes, I can't wait to find out.
It's crazy.
You better listen.
And today for music, we have Sam plays our acoustic guitar and sings some songs.
Yeah.
Cool. Sam was in the Peace Corps, and one of the songs was written while she was in the Peace Corps. And where'd you go in the Peace Corps?
I was in Honduras.
Cool. Well, we're going to actually talk about that a little bit later, about one of her songs, a little bit later on the show. And, we got a pit-stained Jim today. He had a great 4th of July weekend over there in Podunk, Idaho.
No doubt.
But, yeah.
You know.
Idaho.
Where potatoes come from?
Idaho.
And I the pimp.
No, we're having a great time today, and
you've been holding them that one for a long time.
I heard that one way back when I was a freshman in college.
That was stored.
Yeah, it's been stored. It pulls out on a random occasion in shame, but I do use it.
And were we all lucky to be here to see that?
Well, this show marks our 1 month of podcasting with the Timely Beaver.
It does.
Nice job, guys. Yeah.
Anniversary. Woo! We need a cheers to that, everybody.
Cheers. Eye contact.
So it's pretty cool.
No. You didn't drink? Mike, drink.
Yeah, 1 month. I have to say, it's been an incredible month of friends coming over, celebrating, enjoying the beaver.
That's getting drunk in layman's terms.
Yeah, there's really a little bit of alcohol there too, you know.
Yeah, but you gotta also agree that in the forming of the Timely Beaver, it has joined us on the
definitely.
Sam.
We get our creative side across, and can I say I'm really impressed with the organic character?
So organic,
it is. They are so organic, you know.
But I don't know, Pitstain Jim, I don't know if I'd call him organic. I'd call him Walmart stock.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. Oops! I'm saying that Pitstains are organic. If
that's
nothing
true. Well, okay, you might have a little bit of a point there.
True
but
that.
He's not organic, he's like mildewed over. But then I guess that's pretty damn organic.
Dank.
I suppose.
It's dank. Well, how about you?
Is it diggity?
It's shitty wiggity.
Dude, but his mom's a MILF.
She likes chicken. I can tell you that much.
Beautiful and hot as can be.
Hell yeah.
All right, so how about we get this show started? We wish everyone a happy 4th.
Woo!
Yeah, this is good stuff, man. Oh, man. Oh, I can't tell you, dude. Oh, I'm just like, yeah.
Dude, oh, dude, awesome.
On your feet, soldier.
What? On my feet?
Dude? Soldier, on your feet. Did you understand me, soldier?
Dude, what? Now? I'm going back to bed.
You make me sick.
I had this dream that I was high on meth. And then I joined the army.
Welcome to your worst nightmare. Dream? You wish it was a dream. You signed up for 4 years of fun. What, you don't remember? Or were you too busy getting fucked up stealing scrap metal? Somehow you wound up in the recruiter's office, grilled out of your mind, and joined up. He fed it all to you and you ate it up like a sloppy Joe. Now you are marching, shooting, walking, talking shit like an American soldier!
Dude, what was I on again?
Meth, crank, blow, whatever. You know that shit. People fucking beating their kids, really fucked up Southeast Portland. And you wonder why it's called the Felony Flats.
Freaking meth. I'm in the army now, like Pauly Shore. Fuck. But Bush did coke and became president, so I guess it can't be that bad.
See, meth got him in the military, and now he thinks it's okay because George did coke and became a president. Well, he surely messed up, so don't do meth.
This message has been brought to you by the Red State National Party.
Today we have Sam Castle on the show with us, and she has a song that she wrote back in the core called Plato Typico. And I think before we play the song today, it would be nice, since we have her here, to actually get some background about this song. Sam, would you like to elaborate upon the topics or the ideas and inspirations for Plato Typico?
Thanks, Ted. It all started back in 69 when I was rocking with the greats. No, I'm just kidding. I'm actually American, and this song was written when I was in the Peace Corps. You mentioned Honduras. I was learning guitar and a new language. So the song is a little bit in English and a little bit in Spanish. I believe what people now call it a is Spanglish, if you will. And if you listen to the lyrics of the song, it's pretty much talking about the typical plate in Honduras and what we ate all the time and we loved it, and getting together with friends and having beers, and which is what we did to pass the time a lot. And it was great. I wrote it with a friend of mine. We just went back to her house after a long day of hitchhiking and got drunk and wrote the song, and it's become a favorite with our group of friends. Oh. Good times.
It totally has, Sam. And now to keep the much anticipated wait, here is Plato Typico by Sam Castle.
I call Plato Typico, people. Sitting on a corner, waiting for a hello. We want to go to Sarah's for a meal straight from the Pagone. Rice and beans. Want some rice and beans? Got a kiddie pool. Gonna drink beer till we act like fools. So if a truck doesn't come, gonna
When I was over in Kuwait, where we were waiting to get shipped back home, we got really bored. On one hot afternoon, which was always hot, we were sitting around doing nothing, and one guy was drawing on a cardboard box with a wooden pencil. In his frustration of being so bored, he stabbed the box with the pencil. And when he stabbed it, it made a squeaky noise that sounded really similar to a bed squeaking when a little, you know, na-na-na-na is going on. He liked this sound so much that he kept on making the sound, pushing the pencil in and out of the box. He kept going and going and going, making this squeaky sound, pretending he was having sex. And, of course, it went on for several minutes, and three of us that were sitting there with him were just cracking up. It was absolutely hilarious. Because nobody's had sex in a while, so you can all imagine a guy doing a box with a pencil.
This session of the State Senate shall now come to order. Today, we shall hear the concerns of the citizens of Oregon. The first one on the list comes to us from the Columbia Gorge strip clubs, and he's a beaver too.
The representative from the rodent family has the floor.
I'm here to speak for Willie the beaver. Willie doesn't actually speak English. He only speaks mimu mimu. What Willie wants to say is very simple. There are three things on his agenda that the state senate can deal with and possibly change. First, Willie is sick of being referred to in the same class of animals as rats, mice, and nutria. Especially nutria, those wannabe beavers. Willie would rather be associated in the same family as cats, since beaver is already a derogatory word. Why not make it official?
The state senate is not a panel of scientists, and it cannot reclassify your animal classification, which depends on your genetics. Even though we agree that the state senate would not want to be associated with nutria.
What that really means, folks, is bloop bleep bloop bleep. The second agenda is the state senate to pass a motion to put an end to all the negative squabble about dams in the state. The Corps of Engineers makes dams, and so do beavers. So can we put to an end dam removal projects?
Now, this is something that the state senate can motion against. However, dam removal projects, due to their complicated nature, require federal attention. So, Willie, you must go to Congress to lobby your case there.
The issue on Willie's agenda is logging. What is the big deal about cutting down trees? Willie chomps down trees all the time to build his dam. Can the state senate pass a motion to end all of the tree removal permitting process to cut down trees? It's a lot of paperwork, and Willie has had a hard time writing since he is a beaver.
Now that is absurd. The state senate will not ease the tree cutting permitting requirements just to make the life of one lowly beaver simpler. If we do that, then what is going to keep the logging companies from chopping down the entire forest? That's enough. I've heard enough from Willie and his ridiculous requests. Security, remove Willie and his friend from the premises.
My life as an American flag. I was born many years ago through the cries and trials of so many. I fly high in so many places. I'm printed on beer cans and made into bikinis. Why can't I be on a bikini today? Nope. Today I find myself in the Middle East, surrounded by an angry mob. Several of us have been lit on fire today. If I get burned, then so be it. Maybe someday they'll stop burning us. At least this weekend they're flying high back home.
Hey everyone, we just heard Sam's song Plato Typico, and we heard a war story, and then Willie went to state capitol and of course got thrown out. I mean, what's new? I mean, Willie's always getting in the crazy business. And then we have more of a somber moment for My Life as an American Flag. Next up, we have Sam's song. It's actually a Sublime cover.
There's a steel train coming through. I would take it if I could. And I would not lie to you, because Sunday morning soon will come. Well, things will be much easier to say.
From
the microphone is like a bossy jingle. I won't walk up upon the sea like it was dry land. The bossy J ain't nothing but a man. No trouble, no fuss. I know why. It's so nice. I wanna hear the same song twice. It's so nice. I wanna spin the same poi twice. Well, I'm spending all my time, but it's just stones and sticks. Cause on the microphone is where I go to get my fix. Just let the loving take a hold, cause it will if you let it. I'm funky, not a junkie, but I know where to get it. No trouble, no fuss. I know why. It's so nice. I wanna hear the same song twice. It's so nice. I wanna spin the same boy twice. Ooh wee girl, ooh wee girl, ooh wee girl, ooh wee girl. And there really ain't no time to hate. Oh shit, and there really ain't no time to waste. Ain't got no time to hate, time to waste. Really ain't no time to make the time go away. So Mr. DJ, don't stop the music. I wanna know, are you feeling the same way too? I wanna rock it with you, girl, with you, girl, with you, girl. Ooh, ooh, ooh. Don't stop, cause it's so nice. I wanna hear the same song twice. It's so nice. I wanna hear the same song twice. Nowadays, the songs on the radio all drive me crazy.
Guys, get in the car. We're going to the carnival. And no, son, you don't have to do any of that pooper scooping today.
Oh, GM, that Rainier special was so awesome. Ah, and that shit was totally great. I mean, rattlesnake hunting after that. Oh, I couldn't have imagined a better time.
Yeah, we caught us some good eats that night. Too bad you got bit, though. But hey, a little swelling in the balls couldn't hurt him, though.
Yeah, I'll get over that whole ball banging crap. I mean, hell, they're only full of air anyway.
Oh, here we go. We're at the good old carnival.
Oh, Pa, where's Ma?
Oh, I don't know where Ma is.
Ah, sitting over here sucking on my pork rind, eating my ranch and chicken.
You know you need to lower your cholesterol.
My cholesterol? Hey, I'm busy eating my pickled pig's feet ranch deep fried pork. Don't worry, son. I got me some Lip Dick Tour.
What's all that ruckus about?
It's about Mom not eating properly and getting her cholesterol down.
Oh, son, don't worry. It's okay. Ma's going to keep her cholesterol down. She's got the Lip Dick Tour that she takes.
Didn't they say that causes premature birth defects?
Well, I mean, if it causes premature birth defects, then, well, too late. It already happened. Sorry, son.
I ain't gonna have any more chitlins. What's the matter with our son over there?
Oh, he's just crying. I broke the bad news to him about premature birth defects, but hey, we don't need to talk about that. Hey, there are fireworks going on.
Hey, son, you don't have to worry about my cholesterol, because when I sit on the toilet and I give it a good shove, there ain't nothing left in my body.
Oh, my God, Ma. I can't believe you just enlightened us with that information, you know.
It just slides right out.
Okay, you know, I think we might have to leave you here at the carnival. Maybe you can find some employment for once. I don't know, instead of sitting around eating pork rinds and ran. But hey, look, the fireworks.
Don't forget the chicken!
We're cutting out these chickens. We're having more cudas.
This is Things Found on Megslist.
June 26, 2005. Prisoner of Blue State says, God help me. Prisoner of Blue State. Dear emancipated citizen, you requested, God help me. So in accordance with Blue State prison rules, you'll be afforded the Maxwell House moment or Stumptown, Coffee People, Starbucks latte of your choice. You have the right to be silent or to participate in the drum circle of your choice. Whichever circle your self-educated prison advocate tells you aligns with your shrakus. Furthermore, as a human being, you are hereby guaranteed by virtue of having been born the right to all things human. You have the right to speak your mind, no matter how stupid you may actually be. You have the right to lattes and all coffee drinks of your choosing. Just remember to tip your favorite barista, attorney, priestess. You have the right to a free mind and body. This includes, and is not limited to, freedom of speech, the freedom to vote, even if it means throwing away your vote on third-party candidates that don't stand a snowball's chance in hell, the freedom to have sex. That's why we're here, damn it. The freedom to protest whatever you want, whenever you want, for whatever fucking reason you want. The freedom to live an upstanding and righteous life, whatever the fuck that means. The freedom to be pot-smoking, burger-eating, vegan, conservative, pro-choice, anti-farm subsidy, middle of the road on welfare reform, big business, pro-locally owned business, anti-porn, pseudo-intellectual. It's all in the Constitution, so just fucking relax. But above all, don't sweat life in the Blue State prison. This ain't no fucking Abu Ghraib or Gitmo. No torture here. Unless you are one of those self-flagellating, closeted, refuckin' homos, then you can feel free to torture yourself as long as you like. We in the Blue State Prison won't torture you for being who you are, but it is your right to feel as guilty as you like. We love flaming homos, especially those who are comfortable with themselves, so feel free to express yourself. It is, after all, your right. Here in the Blue State Prison, we want to encourage you to express yourself so that you can appreciate what a great and free country you live in. Try it. You'll like it. I guarantee. With respect, the Warden.
All right. Thanks for sticking around with us here through a Don't Do Meth or You'll Join the Military, Sam Castle's Plater Typico, and it...
What's that?
Yeah, thanks for sticking around for the show today, guys. We had a great time recording our Independence Day celebration memorial extravaganza show today.
Mike, I got a bone to pick with you.
What about?
Listen to the first show. You bitching about me barring the bus to move?
I was not bitching about you guys.
Oh, I believe even your bitch, words, Mike. You said you were bitching.
Did I really Mike. Say bitch?
I don't know. We could look up on the show, but maybe, I'm pretty sure it was bitching.
Maybe we should have some listeners write us back and say what determine whether I said bitching.
It was bitching.
I'm pretty sure it was, and even if you yourself didn't say it, you know, you did. But anyway, in my own defense, you told me I could leave a fucking couch on the bus, and you told me you were moving your friend, which is why I didn't move your couches back to where they were. So they'd be out of the way for your friend.
This is an anti-violent show.
Yes, Sam, I just want to apologize for bitching my ranting on the entire universe of the internet about one little thing. But I did say in the show that, you know, it really wasn't that bad. It did help out.
So. That is true. You did say that. But, you know, I had to bitch about you. Yeah. You know, I had to get you back.
That's
And, you know, you can't home.
I can home. I hummed the song correctly. You guys
just what song is this?
We were rocking. That's the song.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, obviously, that's We Will Rock You by Queen. Sure.
Wow.
Thanks for having me on the show, guys. Had a lot of fun. Good
well,
time.
I'm glad you came out. I mean, this was really awesome to have everyone out here. We had the Sam sandwich on the show.
The Sam sandwich was very cool.
Squish anybody, though.
No, next time. Next time we gotta have what maybe about Willie taco? Gets squished in the hand.
Ooh. Willie gets a Sam taco.
Taco. Nice.
That's
nice.
Wrong.
All right, guys, stay tuned and listen to us at the timelybeaver.com.
Bye, guys.
Out, skis.
Out.
Yeah, yeah, got some good. Oh, yeah, shit.
Willie, the Beaver. Willie, the Beaver. Willie, the Beaver. Willie, the Beaver. beat.